in his own power and capability and restores them in full grace, not because they earned it or deserve it. He's keeping them restored. I take you from here to here. Your self-righteousness has to die. You're thinking you do it, or you contribute anything, or you have anything to do whatsoever with being good, has to go away. Then anything that happens will come from me. And everyone will see what I do in your life, not what you think you have accomplished in your life. Very important. This is for believers as well as unbelievers. It gets lost because, well, we understand we have to lose our self-righteousness to get into heaven. We have to lose our self-righteousness to get to love, to get to the fruits of the Spirit, because we have to let God do it alone. In order to do that, we have to realize we can't do anything. We have to believe that finally. He has to teach us we can't. What did Peter say that might have gotten his name brought up in the throne room of heaven? What thing might have happened back just a little bit before he got handed over? Peter is very clear, and we're going to see this tomorrow night. We're going to close on this note. Think back to what happened just before Christ announced to him, well, Satan's going to get you, Peter. I'll never deny you, my Lord. These others may. I never will. I never will. Christ said, Peter, I hear your name being called from the throne of heaven. I think you're on the table. Let's have a look and see how you do. And then we all know how well Peter did. Okay? We're going to see Job in the same fashion. Preview coming events. David. What's probably the most famous event in David's life that we all know about? Boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, ba, ba. Bathsheba, right? Yeah. Bathsheba. God did a very cool thing for us. Very cool.